Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedom Miser Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
everyone, and welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have B joining us here in just a second. And if you have anything out there in radio land you want to share about, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. We'll make it a point to bring you into today's conversation. All right, so let's go ahead and bring V in here. V, welcome in.
What's going on?
All right, welcome back. It's been a while, a week.
Right? Yeah, a long time.
So what's the word
doing
on the street out there?
Oh, well, I don't know. Everybody seems to be up in a tizzy about these billionaires that, you know, traveled to their demise. And a lot of people seem to think they deserve it. Others are apathetic. And I don't even know how many others are actually genuinely sad.
You could put me in the apathetic category. I feel bad, but it's no problem that I'll be able to ever have in my life.
Right, it's so true. Funny how money could get them into that situation, but can't get them out. Well, it's not funny. Interesting way to look at things.
Why, where are you on that?
I don't really care so much about people's financial status. I don't want other people's money. I don't say things like eat the rich and tax the rich, because I know that could easily fall back to me, especially if the rich own a company that I frequent. They're going to pass that cost on to me, the consumer. So I have, like, no emotional, like, resentment towards the wealthy. So I just really felt badly just hearing that they were doing something that was within their means to experience something awe-inspiring and humbling. And they went and, you know, they got themselves killed. And then I heard horrible things about the guy who was the CEO, how he's kind of this woke dude who didn't want a 50-year-old white guy working for him because he's not inspiring enough or something to that effect. He just didn't sound like a very nice guy in general. Didn't sound like a smart businessman either.
So he really didn't want somebody like me working for him.
Right, he pretty much said it like that.
I'm a 50-year-old white guy.
Right. Said that guy was not inspiring, even though he was qualified for the job. Go figure.
And I think there's something in the discrimination about age. And the age I'm in that age range.
And I believe he was sued because a whistleblower said that the craft was not safe. But I know that you can't really take, well, from talking to Navy people that I know, you can't take a submarine down but so many times, because every time you take it to a certain depth, the pressure affects the integrity of it. So it's not really designed or built that way to make these multiple trips. And I know that this was the third. They had made 3 already in 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know anything about giving a submarine a tune-up or anything.
Right. It's just you can't use it again. Basically, you have to recycle them on the radio. No, give him half. He's starving. We have a kitten now, Proof. My son got it against my will.
Yep.
6 weeks old. The tiniest little thing you can imagine. Screeching like crazy.
I like kittens.
I didn't want another cat. I put mine to sleep. Yeah, I don't know if I told you, you know.
Yeah,
and
I
was just getting used to, she was my only pet, so I was just getting used to not having to worry about something behind a door that I swung open, or being able to flop on the sofa without looking behind me first. and you know, other things like that, walking carefully. And now I have to do it all over again. It's like stressing me out. Not to mention I'm allergic.
Oh.
He's cute, but I don't know. I guess my son needed a companion.
Oh, well, we have six of them.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm jealous.
I couldn't survive. I would have asthma. And, yeah, it's rough. Little hungry kitten. Cleaner. Thank you. Sorry, he loves to interrupt me. So this has been a hot debate, though, these billionaires, because, you know, a week ago we had a fishing boat capsized with just way too many people on it. And people were saying that that didn't get any news coverage, but it did. I went through Google, DuckDuckGo, and Brave, and I found it everywhere. It was in every news publication, on every television network. It wasn't repeated because it didn't trend on social media. Who wants drowned migrants to trend? The issue seems to be the policies in the EU and what country, whether it's Greece or Italy, is or is not going to grant, what do you call it? When people come to your country, oh my God, the word just left my brain. I hate that.
Sorry, I wasn't asylum. Able to hear you too well, so I couldn't help you.
Oh, asylum. So, like, these, the fact that people are mad about how we're talking more about these billionaires than we are about the refugees that drowned in the Mediterranean is that they're two different situations. Honestly, the whole thing about the billionaires has got people up in a tizzy because they're able to afford an excursion to the bottom of the ocean to see a sunken ship. And people take issue with that.
Did you just say a fucking ship?
Sunken.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I don't care. It just caught me off guard. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, no, that's not my style, right?
Yeah.
Not.
But it would have made sense,
like,
though, because I would have possibly accidentally said that.
You know what's funny, though? Like, I was looking into this whole thing. The migrants on those fishing boats, they pay a nice amount of money to travel to Europe or to Greece, and sometimes they hike through the mountains in the Balkans to get, you know, into Europe, and it's like, imagine you know they're taking a risk big time. They're paying €4,000, excuse me, which is way more for us financially. This is like a tremendous amount of money for a lot of these immigrants. They pay this huge amount of money to jump on a fishing boat to get smuggled into Europe, and it's hella dangerous. Like, apparently a lot of these boats aren't even seaworthy. The people are at risk. They're crammed in among other people. It's just horrific. So it's not the same, like, obviously not the same conditions, and that people are willing to put themselves in jeopardy like that to go to Europe, to leave whatever country. Usually it's Libya or Pakistan. It's just got people so upset. Like, oh, we can't talk about the billionaires because we've got to talk about the refugees. I just looked at how many of them died this year alone, like thousands. And it's, I think from January to now, the United Nations keeps track of how many people died. It's just, the number's been astonishing. And every year, over 1,000 people are said to have drowned or been lost at sea. And that number might even be off, because who's really reporting every sunken boat with a bunch of illegals on it?
Hmm.
All I know is it's been a heated few days. I made a lot of enemies online. And then I posted a video where somebody talked about privilege and how these people have privilege to get on this submarine or submersible and travel to the bottom of the ocean, but their privilege can't get them out. And so here they're probably in a position where they would want to trade everything that they have to be back home, back, you know, safe. And, oh, my God, why? Everybody went upside down. You can't say privileged. Like, white people can't use the word privilege because privilege is not a social construct. Privilege exists. And the person that whose video I put up says that privilege is social constructs. It didn't exist for them anymore. But you had to have been listening to the whole thing and not have a visceral reaction to the word privilege. It's amazing how many people of color went absolutely off ape shit crazy. And yeah, I said shit this time. Wow. There's some things we just can't talk about.
See, I think that more white people get mad about the word privilege. I don't think black people care what we do all like that.
You know, I got the opposite reaction, but it was Twitter. It could be because of that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Just wild.
Because more of the white people use Twitter.
Right. Insane.
Then again, I think a lot of people just go out there trying to find stuff that offends them.
Right, really. They do.
As a liberal, you're not allowed to find stuff that makes you happy. Because
clearly,
being happy also makes you racist. And they've said that.
They did say that. It was a white thing.
Yes.
And that
can you imagine, if you're not angry, you're racist?
Wasn't that a museum that came out with the whole list of what whiteness was? It was like the definition of whiteness. And then you have Coca-Cola who did their training on how to be less white. Amazing.
Yeah, well,
being on time.
They became less white because they lost customers. Maybe that's what they wanted.
Maybe.
You missed it yesterday, though. I played I'll see if I still have it. Mark
mm-hmm.
Cuban, the billionaire Mark Cuban said it's a good thing that Budweiser became woke, and all these other companies are doing a good thing about being woke because they might sacrifice a little bit financially now, but they're going to make up for it later.
You know what? They are, because Modelo moved to the number one spot, and that's also owned by Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I mean, I knew Modelo was number one. I didn't know who owned them.
Yeah, it's them. They cornered the market. They bought over every little beer company.
Oh, I don't know. I've never bought a beer in my life, so I don't know.
Same, actually. I don't think I've ever bought it even for gas. My son
I
has,
just never liked the smell of beer, but then again, I was a stand-up comedian when I was 21, so I didn't like the smell of having to go into a club that smelled like stale beer.
Yeah. Well, that could be, I can get tired real quick.
Yeah. So what
I mean,
do we
I have
feel beer like
in
getting?
The cabinet, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I was going to say, I have it for if I ever had to do, like, beer can chicken or something. I don't. Otherwise.
My wife's dad lived with us for a while, and he bought some Pabst beer, and when he passed, we still have 4 cans left. And that was, a year and a half ago, and we still have the same 4 cans. I said, if I ever made onion rings or fish and chips, you want beer so you can get the flour, I guess, and the mixture to be lighter. And I just never used it.
That's right. It makes the batter just right.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I've seen it done. And have you? I mean, have you made onion rings in the past?
Yeah. I've made onion rings, and I have a I have an air fryer, so it's not that bad.
That's good. I love my air fryer. I was able to dip into some of my Bitcoin. I know I never really touch it, but I bought so much of it when it was under 20,000 and its value had gone up, so I got to go shopping and use some of it. It wasn't too bad. Didn't really affect my holdings that much, you know? That was actually, I could hear my mother's voice saying, "You got to save money." And I could hear myself saying back to her in my head, "I did save money. And now I need it."
Yeah, I saw a couple days ago that the crypto market had a decent day.
Yeah. Always when I'm in the middle of the perfect storm, I'm having the perfect storm hit me, and that's when I owe the rent, I have to renew my car insurance, and every other bill, the electric bill, the car note, because I'm leasing a car, everything, cable, all of it landed on the same week. Crazy.
Hey, it's at 30,000 though, so it's decent.
It's down straight.
I just wish my Cosmos was over $10 a share.
That'd be nice. I wish my Stellar Lumens went back up to, what was it, 60 cents a coin. That was lovely.
You got Cardano at 29 cents.
Right. I saw when it took a little dip, too. It was down there.
I'm just looking
at stay on it.
If anything else I have is worthwhile. I got $1.22 in Dypius, DYP.
Mm-hmm.
It's 16 cents a share, so.
That's not bad.
I mean, there's no rush to get out of it.
Right. Can only hope it takes off.
So there's a new Bud Light commercial.
Oh, is it by Dylan?
No. I guess we might be able to look at this together. They're trying to be funny, but no one's really interested.
Hmm. Not surprised.
They're trying to go funny now. And it's not even funny.
Oh. Oh, boy.
But we could play it.
To Twitter with dumb commercial and gets obliterated so badly they hide their replies. Wow. Oh, there's a video. Okay.
Yeah. You want to watch the video while we're...
Yeah,
you want me
yeah.
to count it down? Okay. All right. Let me get this ready here. All right. 3, 2, 1, action. Oh, darn it. Hold on. I don't have the sound. I got to start over.
pretty long.
Yeah, that's not bringing them back to the promised land.
No, that was really boring. Nobody's having a good time there. I mean, you know, they look like they are, but it's just so boring. That was terrible. Wow. It's actually depressing.
I was just trying to read something else before I started talking again here.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing. I can't see you.
So Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, says he's not going to pursue impeachment.
Oh, wow. Not surprised. They have just cause. They have all this evidence, all these bank statements, right?
Oh, they got every receipt you can think of, but they're not interested.
Fascinating. I wonder what it would take.
But the thing is, though, that we can't get that mad. Because remember, when they voted for McCarthy, there was literally, they were trying to nominate everybody else, but nobody wanted the job except McCarthy.
Right.
So we got stuck with the only person that wanted the thing.
Right.
If anybody else would have said I wanted it, they probably would have won. Like Matt Gaetz didn't want it. Byron Donalds didn't want it. There were others that I can't think of that didn't want the speaker role.
I mean, they probably know how, you know, fixed all the stuff is.
Did you hear about how Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are negotiating to fight in a steel cage match?
Yeah, I thought it was a joke.
It's not.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that Elon said that cis and cisgendered are considered slurs?
Yes, I think
that's
hilarious.
On...
Yes.
That is awesome.
So cis and what is not allowed?
Cis and cisgender.
Okay, that's good.
I like it.
Yeah, they call it a slur, then it's a slur. Yeah, if the trans people say that that's an offensive term that only they could use against us, then, yeah, ban it.
See, I don't know what to think about Elon, man. You know? That, and I want to like him.
And then you have Chief Diversity Officer LaTondra Newton is leaving Disney. Both of her films that she made as woke as possible flopped amazingly.
Was she the one who did The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it.
And there was another one. I'm looking for the name of it right now, but it doesn't say in this article that I have up. But she said that was her intention is to make it as woke and diverse as possible. So they didn't keep it a secret. I just don't understand why the most important thing of a Disney film now is to make sure there's transgendered kids.
Right. I mean, why can't Disney be about witchcraft, which it's always been?
I know. That's like a step up, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't understand. You notice it's always women that step into these major corporations. They bring some progressive idea, and the corporation loses stock. Is it, like, deliberate? At this point, you have to have learned already that this is going to be the outcome. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
That's a good question.
The lady who took over Yahoo sent it plummeting. She was so wasteful. She was making sure everybody at work had a paid lunch, like she had it, you know, catered every day or something, and or breakfast. Squandered tons of their money. Had all these ideas that didn't pan out. She got fired.
The company
she got
in San Francisco actually do that.
The company what?
A lot of companies in Silicon Valley, they do all the catering.
Right. I mean, it's just another expense.
Women. Go ahead. I didn't know if you were.
No, I was going to say women destroy companies. It's a very misogynistic, sexist thing to say. So. Go ahead.
I don't have a broccoli man this week. Broccoli man's on vacation.
Oh, okay. He deserves a break.
I originally thought I was going to take the whole week off.
Oh, really? Oh, right. Because he missed a couple of days. What
happened? Yeah, I noticed nobody was exactly rushing to do the shows after they said that they'd pick up a day. So I'm like, yeah, I'll just come back.
You came back for the show? Or you came back because you had to?
A little bit of both, I guess. We came back a day early anyway.
I see.
My nephew's car... the one he's buying from me, the Sebring convertible, the water pump and the timing chain broke the day before we left town. And that was like $2,100. We got some other work done too. But yeah, I didn't expect that. And he DoorDashes.
Wow.
And just got a brand new job that requires him to drive. So they took a couple extra days, and we got tired of him complaining. And I understand, but we figured, let's just come home. My original thought was to get home Wednesday night, and then Thursday, I didn't want to come on air just for one day during the week.
Right.
But that's all right. I enjoy hanging out.
That's cool. Me too. It's a nice little escape.
Yeah. So did I upload this yet? Let me see if I did, because there was a new Tucker Carlson today that I only uploaded because I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it either. I've been too busy arguing with liberals online.
Oh. It's a half hour today. Wow. Okay. He usually only does like 12 to 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. Do you feel like it's very much different from what he did with Fox, like, as far as his commentary and stuff?
Mm.
I feel like it's the same.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the cameras and stuff like he did with Fox, but that's okay.
Right.
I don't need special cameras. Look, we don't have a special camera.
True. It's unfortunate that a lot of my friends who have T-Mobile won't call in and listen because they don't want to pay 2 cents a minute.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They could Skype.
What was that?
They could Skype.
That's true, but I think a lot of people don't have a Skype account, and they're like, oh, it's a lot of trouble. God help me. That's something to consider when I want to have my own show. I have a lot of friends with T-Mobile. Are they going to listen to my show? Do they have to stream it? Can I get anybody to call in? These are factors.
I thought about making 1 hour a week like a Facebook Live.
For Freedomizer or under your account?
Well, during our show, just doing 1 hour and giving people a preview of what we do.
Oh, yeah.
While we're on air, like maybe from 10 to 11 Eastern, I just load up the Facebook Live and then they see me doing the show and listening to you as well.
Right.
Just 20
not bad.
The idea.
No, that's not bad. Not bad at all. I like it.
So any closer to you in retirement?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay.
It sucks. You know, I still have to
report. We're looking forward to having you here.
Yeah. They still have me reporting and into work and doing things. Putting my name all over all this stuff that I'm probably going to get sued for when I leave.
Well, at least you're not having to refill the crack on the crack pipe vending machines.
True. It could be worse.
That's got to be one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard, but it's liberal, so it's going to keep going. I have not met any person yet that thinks it's a great idea to put free crack pipes on the street.
No, I don't know anyone either who thinks that's good. Not one person.
Has that even come
Not
up in conversation about the crack pipes?
Well, people in general just don't like the mayor, I've noticed. It's really interesting because I actually don't know anybody who voted for the mayor. And I saw them. I don't know if you saw the mayoral debates. It looked like the current mayor had the questions beforehand. He had polished answers that were ready and spoken eloquently and perfectly. Like he anticipated everything, and he really put to shame the opponent. I think it was Curtis Sliwa. And now Curtis Sliwa was stumbling and bumbling over his answers and changing the subject and answering hurriedly, and it was like a huge, a marked difference. It was just so obvious that Adams had prepared in a way that Sliwa hadn't. So that made me remember that Donna Brazile gave Hillary Clinton the questions to the presidential debate. And Donna was rewarded handsomely with a spot on Fox News. Handsomely.
I'm still, I wouldn't say people love Brandon, but they will still vote for him because at least he's not Trump.
That's all they care about. They believe everything they heard on the media. They have not looked into anything themselves. It's really frustrating to see people so lazy when it comes to research. And then you have the media running headlines like, don't do your own research. You're going to end up with a conspiracy theory or something. Like, it's just ridiculous.
want to play this clip for you from Paul Joseph Watson.
Okay.
About schools in England where it's acceptable now for a kid. You can be literally whatever you want. And if you identify as a dinosaur, you just have to make dinosaur sounds in the classroom and not speak the English language, but you can only speak in dinosaur.
Oh, I didn't know they had a language.
I guess. But I want to show this to you.
Schools allowing children to identify as horses, dinosaurs, and cats as pupils communicate with animal noises. What's the UK equivalent of the Babylon Bee? It's not the Babylon Bee, it's real. So if you recall the video I did yesterday, if not, go and watch it. Where two 13-year-old students at a Church of England school were called transphobic by their teacher and threatened with being booted out of their school altogether for disagreeing with the premise that it was reasonable for their classmate to identify as a cat. But it's not even a one-off. Turns out it's rife across the country. Teachers, in fear of being cancelled, are being forced to seriously acknowledge and respond to students who communicate and answer questions via animal noises. We slipped into some absurdist alternate universe or something. What's happening? But forget cats. Identifying as a cat is starting to look like the reasonable end of the spectrum. Some are now identifying as dinosaurs. And another wears a cape and identifies as the moon. In some reported instances, classes have faced severe disruption as pupils insist on answering teachers' questions and communicating via animal noises. A classroom full of kids, when they're asked a question by the teacher, meowing, barking, and roaring in response. Peak woke? Ooh, you ain't seen nothing yet. In a particularly disruptive case, the newspaper spoke to a student in Wales who claimed a classmate had identified as a cat for 3 years. The people complained when they answer questions, they meow rather than answer a question in English. And the teachers are not allowed to get annoyed about this because it's seen as discriminating. Transcatphobic. There's reports they're crawling on all fours and demanding litter boxes in the toilets. They're literally furry cosplaying in schools, describing it as their fursona. And if you don't respect it, you're a bigot. Tracy Shaw, spokesperson for the Safe Schools Alliance, said teachers should be asking themselves, what are these children looking at online? What forums are they on? What is happening in that child's life? And who else is involved? Gee, I wonder, what could have caused all this? It's all being treated with the utmost seriousness by teachers because they're, quote, frightened of doing the wrong thing. Now the government, which by the way allowed all this to metastasize over the last 10 years and did nothing, is having to publicly dissuade teachers from allowing students to identify as animals. Yes, this is an actual headline in a serious newspaper. Head teachers should intervene to stop children identifying as moons, cats, or other neo-genders, Downing Street has said. The same Downing Street, the same government that directs the streets of our capital city and all their government buildings to be adorned with the very occupation flag that demands our complete fealty, obedience, and allegiance to this utter drivel. Get early access to videos, exclusive lives.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Oh, I did. Sorry, I had to mute myself. Oh, excuse me. What kind of world? Our own compassion has been weaponized against us. Holy crap,
yeah.
As a society. Holy God.
Well, that's what happens when they, you're so nice to people that they expect it. So if you're not, now, if you came in just being a total asswad, it would be okay. But the fact that you kissed their butt the first time, now you always have to kiss their butt.
That's right. And the narcissism. Can you imagine the disorders that are going to spring up from this when reality comes crashing down on a lot of these people?
Right.
And
they don't have to do a thing. They don't have to do a thing to make things normal with you. You have to get to their level, always.
Right. These people are going to become very depressed, I can imagine. And if you're depressed for too long, it turns into bipolar disorder. And that could lead to other outcomes. I mean, But you got to be some kind of sick person to, I mean, encourage it. Just the way compassion has gone into, I don't know, coercion. You must, you know, validate, you must affirm. I don't get it.
Hey, one of your friends is calling in right now.
Who could it be?
Let's find out. Welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, fellas and ladies?
Well, I didn't know if it was still okay to call you a sir, so welcome in.
Hello. Yes, sir. Hello. It's okay to still call me a sir.
Okay. You're not a Zims or anything, so that's cool.
Well, as long as you don't call me a meow.
Okay. So am I
but
right,
you know,
though? Poof. I'll go first here. So am I right that because we were nice to them the first time and we thought it was cute and funny when they were doing it, now they expect it and demand nothing less because we laughed at it originally, where if we would just said cut that out, then they wouldn't be going on today. So we enabled it.
Well, you embolden it, yes, by letting it go on, thinking that it wouldn't get to the extent that what we are witnessing, and not only in these identifications, but in a whole lot of other things, too. And, you know, from the COVID to, and I think Barack Obama had a lot to do with that, Glenn Seen organization and Kevin Jennings. But it's gotten completely out of control. Well, we got to fight and keep fighting and bring it back. And you know, another thing, too, I don't know if you're experiencing this, but I'm removing a lot of names from my Rolodex on my phone. People continue to die from these COVID shots. People are dying in their sleep.
Yeah, that's sad. Sorry to hear that, friend.
Are you having that same experience?
Not me.
I'm seeing a lot of people. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people with blood clots and heart attacks, but they're surviving.
Well, I just got through talking to a friend, a guy in Dallas. Matter of fact, he's Zambian from Central West Africa, and he said he only had 5 friends of him from their country here in the United States that died in their sleep. I asked him about a guy. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but he's gone.
Mm.
So it must be something up. But I've had what he's reported. I've had a guy about 2 or 3 weeks ago die. Had another one have a stroke. I had another one had problems with his heart. He died. He was an ex-football player for the Detroit Lions, and several others. So there's something going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Who was that that used to play for the Lions?
It was Demetrius Johnson.
Okay.
Demetrius Johnson, yes. Mm-hmm. Then, on the other hand, too, these crypto platforms is ripping people off left and right.
Which?
Heck, just about anyone that was popular.
Oh.
in no way to trace these people down. They pull the rug, and your money is gone. Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, Sam Bankman-Fried, his charges were dropped.
No.
Who was?
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Oh, you mean the? You got to be kidding me.
The FTX stuff, yeah.
Wow.
Well, how in the hell they dropped his charge? Hell, he. It should be enough evidence that he stole people's money.
Yeah, Yeah, well, if you steal from the 99%, it's okay. Just don't steal from the 1%. So some of these people know their roles. Just like Hunter, here's what we were trying to talk about yesterday with Joanne. Hunter has not even gone to court yet for his issues, but he already has his sentence, which is a slap on the wrist. How do you have your sentence before you go to court?
Well, I was telling some blacks, I say you had Chuck Berry, Jackie Robinson, you had Wesley Snipes and other people of some notoriety who went to jail for income tax evasion less than what Hunter Biden is alleged to be involved in. And nobody says any damn thing.
Right.
Even Joe Louis. Joe Louis was doing those exhibitions, and he just signed the checks and give it back to the, what is that, the USO, I guess it was. And they still came after him, the little $255 that you get when you die, they kept that.
Oh, man.
So things have got just notorious. And, you know, these New York gun case laws, I didn't know that one law had been on the books for over 100 years. That's anti-gun. Well, we got to keep fighting these things. We can't lay over, can't take a deep breath too long, and you got to keep fighting them. Hopefully some of this stuff will blow over. And these people are really sensitive. They're ticky, man. I made a joke. I said if you had 5,000 gay males on a planet and you had a business that was supplying supplies and resources to them, and they was consuming X number of kilos per day, how long would it be before that the business could be able to double its business and double its money? And actually, the answer to that is zero, because they're not going to propagate. Well, people got pissed, man.
You're making enemies just like I am.
Yeah, it's just sort of like a joke, but true.
Well, remember,
so
they
anyway.
Were kind of sensitive, so, you know.
Yeah.
Joke about people are sensitive. That's not
and
nice.
And see here, too, they pissed off because their rainbow flags are being taken down. They pissed off because the banners are being taken down. They pissed
right.
off because the posters and the signs that they put on chain link fences are being taken down. Well, hell, it was some of the very people out there in front when they were taking down statues of American soldiers.
That's right. That's right.
So, woo-hoo, now you know how it feels.
Right, past, present. And I heard about Michigan, a little town in Michigan that banned the pride flags because the majority of the council, city council, are Muslim. They are anti-LGBTQIA.
Yeah.
But see that they're trying to lump the Muslims now with the white supremacist.
Yes, of course they have to.
Yeah, that town, Van Arbor, is practically a Muslim town. And you're absolutely right. They came out and said, we ain't going to have this crap.
Yeah, and they were going to do Sharia law, I think. Did I say that right? At one point in that part of Michigan?
Sharia law.
Thank you.
That. Well, you know they got a couple of Sharia banks. They got one there in Chicago. Devon, I think the name has been around for quite some time. It's Sharia banking. Minneapolis has one that the Somalis created, and I wouldn't doubt. I would imagine that they have one there in Van Arbor, Michigan, too, in that Muslim community.
I believe it.
So these people want to push this right down your throat. And if you don't want to associate with them, they call you all kind of names and transphobic and so on and so on. And then the worst thing about it, you got these school districts. These school districts and these boards. People got to get rid of these board members. Send they bust a packet.
Apparently it's very hard to do so. I haven't seen not one of them get, they have to step down. You can't seem to fire them. Meanwhile, they're all city employees.
Well, you know, that is something. You can't recall school board members in a lot of cases at a time. That's
right.
That's really backwards. You should be able to get rid of them just like you do anyplace else. And I know a community where that did happen right outside of St. Louis in St. Charles County, Hawthorne School District. They had some discrepancy in the finance, and people came out and got rid of the superintendent, got rid of the whole damn board, and probably some principals. But they didn't tolerate that type of behavior. But anyway, that's about all I got to comment on. I know you guys got some good, juicy stories to lay out there.
I love hearing from you, and I love your commentary.
Well, it's good to come into a place where you feel welcome, you know?
Yes, really.
You're not speaking a foreign language.
No. No hate over here.
No, and you've been calling in long enough. You know what we do here, so you're like a family member.
Well, you know, here's the thing. What you do is getting to be less than, well, you know, I'm going to take that back. You got people starting to come around and make comments about this, and they're striking out as best as they know. They need a little coaching. But it's a good sign to see young people who's complaining, talking about the politics and how they don't serve, speaking on individuals. I've ran across some black conservatives. And, man, they were letting some of the politicians have it in the Democratic Party. And they said, we are not associated with no party. We're looking at the issues, and we're not just going to vote blindly. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, about time.
Yeah, it's
well,
about time.
Yeah,
surprising.
The thing is that now they have all the illegals that will pick up the slack.
Well, they totally pissed off with the illegals, and they also pissed off with this new homosexual and gay flag and other things that they're starting to witness, especially when it's filtering over into their schools with their children. So anyway, I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you.
Woo.
All right, let's see what else we feel like getting into today. I uploaded a bunch of stuff.
Okay. I know that I shared with you that video where that guy caught cops making a little pile of rocks, and he accused them of doing it on purpose. Thankfully, that was Canada. But he made a point.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know,
I didn't think I could steal the video out of that.
I don't know what to think of it, you know?
Wait, hold on. Maybe I can. I was looking at the other video. Yeah, all right. I got this. Sorry,
yeah?
You said two videos today, and I thought it was the other one that I couldn't steal.
Okay.
Oh, just give it a minute, and I'll have it up here. It's loading.
Yeah, apparently it looks funny to have cops make a pile of smooth rocks and leave them on a corner where a crowd is about to pass through for a demonstration. And that
yeah, isn't
know
that just coincidental that always happens?
Right.
And it's not even like there's a construction zone or anything. It's like, well, this is going to be a big protest area. Let's just, you know what, we have all these extra rocks, and I don't know where to put them, so we'll just make a rock display right here in the middle of downtown where there's going to be a lot of people protesting, and people might just want to take selfies with it. Maybe that's what they're thinking.
I mean, they weren't. They said that they put them out there for sanitation to pick up, but that's got to be a load of crap. They were all under a bench, and they moved them from the bench to
right.
the curb. Both places were horrible.
Well, I was being facetious here, so.
Oh, yeah, I get it. It was just a mess. I didn't know what to think, and the guy was really upset, and they didn't leave right away. At first, they were ignoring him, and they were masked. Like the cops.
Oh, of course. Oh, and that Patriot Front group showed up someplace over the weekend, I saw. And they all had their scams on.
No kidding.
And all dressed the same. So the Fed group showed up.
Great.
That's insulting.
The name of it is a front.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I was looking to see if I posted that today, which I, for some reason, did not. But something else that I wanted to talk about here. Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, they're stating that all babies must be lab-grown by 2030. Natural births are going to be illegal.
It's just like that movie with Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes. Demolition Man, is that what it's called? Oh, no. Is it?
I remember that.
People weren't allowed to have sex, kiss.
Yeah, I'm uploading that video right now, too.
Okay.
I forgot all about it. Sorry, I didn't mean for to have dead air. I'm just trying to get this up here.
No worries.
All right, just give it a minute here. It will let me refresh my screen here, and we should have something up. One of those two clips should be ready by now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Why don't I have that other one, though? All right, I'll try again on the Canada one. I did want to play this Portland Home Depot employee. It's only a minute and a half.
Okay.
This plywood here, as you can see, we're almost completely sold out of it because a lot of small business owners have to purchase this when their businesses get vandalized. These sticks right here, very popular for Portland protests. Homeless people will, by law, be camping on your front yard. And homeless people prefer yards that are well-kept. When you steal a car, come right here to the key section. Every criminal is going to want one of these here. These earplugs here are very popular among Portland residents, perfect for anyone that doesn't want to hear banging, drilling, or the truth. This caution tape right here is actually very important because the police in the area have actually run out of crime tape. Let's say you're going through the front door of a small business. You go like this. This one is going to be one of our most popular for sale, obviously. If you're looking for a brick to throw through the window of a small business, that's going to be in Home and Gardening in aisle 4. This hose right here is actually perfect, and a lot of criminals use these to siphon gas out of people's cars. This propane is perfect for cooking. You can go potatoes, hot dogs, obviously fentanyl, gaps and cracks. This is perfect for any Portland residents' political ideology. So you want to go under like this and really have a firm grip right on the top. This door right here is actually one of our top-selling doors. It's very easy to get through, as you can see. We call it the Joe Biden immigration policy. If you're looking for spray paint for vandalism, aisle 9.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Damn straight. You know me.
Yeah, I want to know how fast those crack pipes are going through those vending machines, though, to be honest.
I mean, they're free, so, like, all you have to do is push a button and it comes out. Anybody could.
And they don't even age check you, so a 12-year-old can get it.
Right. And they just play with it, you know.
Hmm.
A lot of people could just see them for fun.
Do you want to watch the video of the World Economic Forum or no?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's up. It's waiting for you.
I see.
We're going to do that one now, and then after that, the Canada Constable will be ready.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Does Klaus Schwab have one tooth in that picture? Looks like he has one tooth. It's hilarious and gross.
I refreshed my screen, so it took me a minute, but it's ready. All right, I'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
The tyranny is spreading. The global elites of the World Economic Forum are now making moves to control the genetic material of every child who is born into the world in future generations. According to the WEF, humanity will be better equipped to deal with the challenges of the future if unborn children undergo gene editing to ensure they are free of diseases and disabilities, including psychological traits which the elites disapprove of. The WEF is laying the groundwork to take over every aspect of our lives. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content and to interact with our awesome community. The link is below this video. Not content with editing the genes of everybody who signed up for an experimental mRNA jab, the global elite are now threatening to edit the genes of our children before they're even born. To perpetrate this crime against humanity, the WEF have been developing artificial wombs, which will be able to develop a fetus outside of a mother's body. Given the deeply satanic nature of the WEF agenda, it would have been more appropriate if the scientists experimented on bringing a horned goat to life. Growing human babies from scratch in a lab could be possible in just 5 years, thanks to a new breakthrough. Now WEF-funded researchers in Japan are on the cusp of being able to create human eggs and sperm in a lab from scratch, without the need for human sexual reproduction. These lab-grown human eggs and sperm will then develop in an artificial womb. Professor Hayashi, a Japanese scientist at the Kyushu University who has already figured out the process in mice, believes they are just 5 years away from replicating the results in humans and allowing the elite to implement their long-held dreams of playing God with the human race. But there are ethical concerns, as it means women of any age, including prepubescent girls, could give birth. Babies may also be designed to have certain traits using gene editing tools, giving way to the notion of an assumed perfect child. And given who's funding this project, it's worth asking, what do the global elite think the perfect gene-edited human specimen of the future looks like? We've got an answer for you from the horse's mouth on the other side of this quick break, and it's really disturbing. But first, an important word from our sponsor. I know I should eat healthier, but I don't. Doctors say that we should eat 6 cups of fruit and vegetables a day, but let's be realistic. Who's got the time to eat 6 cups of fruit and veggies every single day? I certainly don't.
I do.
But according to a massive study, people who eat healthy live longer, have less heart disease and diabetes, and have less cancer. So I've started taking Field of Greens, and I'll tell you why. Unlike other fruit and vegetable supplements, each specific fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected to support specific functions, such as heart health, liver, and kidney health, immune system, and metabolism. And I take Field of Greens every day to stay healthy and feel good, and it really works. Field of Greens works really fast, and if you're like me, you'll feel healthier, have more energy, and your skin and hair will look healthier too. It can even help you lose weight. But the biggest benefit is the Better Health Promise. Take Field of Greens, and at your next doctor visit, if they don't say something like, whatever you're doing, it's working, please keep it up, return it for a full refund. And to help you get started, I've got you 15% off your first order. Plus, get another 10% off if you subscribe for recurring orders. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code TPV. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TPV. In case you're still wondering what is driving the elite's agenda, Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Harari, who is known as the prophet among the Davos crowd, has doubled down on the elite's plans to play God. In his deeply disturbing manifesto, Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, Harari drops strong hints about the traits the elites are planning to gene edit into future generations of compliant, docile human beings by building a genetic child catalogue. We apologize for the unpleasant robotic voice reading Harari's text, but it kind of fits his soulless goddess vision for humanity.
Wouldn't you want to save her from years of misery by a quick and painless intervention in the test tube? And while you are at it, why not give the child a little push? Life is hard and challenging even for healthy people. So it would surely come in handy if the little girl had a stronger than normal immune system, an above average memory or a particularly sunny disposition. And even if you don't want that for your child, what if the neighbors are doing it for theirs? Would you have your child lag behind? And if the government forbids all citizens from engineering their babies, what if the North Koreans are doing it and producing amazing geniuses, artists, and athletes that far outperform ours? And like that, in baby steps, we are on our way to a genetic child catalog.
Harari couldn't resist reminding us that only a select few of the Earth's current billions of inhabitants will be lucky enough to survive the great depopulation.
Most people will probably play only a minor role, if any, in these projects. Even if famine, plague and war become less prevalent, billions of humans in developing countries and seedy neighborhoods will continue to deal with poverty, illness, and violence even as the elites are already reaching for eternal youth and godlike powers.
They want us under a totalitarian control system, and they want us genetically incapable of resistance. To achieve this, Harari and his cronies are resurrecting eugenics with a modern twist.
When we successfully connect brains and computers, will we use this technology only to cure schizophrenia? If anybody really believes this, then they may know a great deal about brains and computers, but far less about the human psyche and human society. Once you achieve a momentous breakthrough, you cannot restrict its use to healing and completely forbid using it for upgrading. Of course, humans can and do limit their use of new technologies. Thus the eugenics movement fell from favor after the Second World War, and though trade in human organs is now both possible and potentially very lucrative, it has so far remained a peripheral activity.
Harari has been excitedly declaring that God is dead, and the WEF are assuming divine powers of creation and destruction, and the mainstream media has almost completely ignored their evil agenda.
Developing even bigger powers than ever before, we are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into God. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
While the media has provided cover for these techno-communist psychopaths, the elite have been allowed to work towards the eradication of our sovereignty at national and individual levels. This is serfdom 2.0. They've admitted that their intention is to deprive us of everything, consume insects as food, reside in confined spaces, and be desensitized by virtual reality devices and pharmaceutical drugs. In this future, the global state will own everything. They will even own us. The implementation of this plan is already underway.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. The facility features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist inside the mother's uterus. A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year. Ectolife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment, thanks to a system controlled by artificial intelligence. Each baby receives custom nutrients tailored to their needs. Prior to placing the fertilized embryo of your baby inside the growth pod, in vitro fertilization is used to create and select the most viable and genetically superior embryo, giving your baby a chance to develop without any biological hurdles. And if you want your baby to stand out and have a brighter future, our elite package offers you the opportunity to genetically engineer the embryo before implanting it into the artificial womb.
This is a globalist totalitarian dictatorship, and we must spread the word about their plans so we can defeat them. Klaus Schwab has told us that China is the role model for the future of the world. Is this the world you want your children and your children's children to grow up in? At this hour, it's not hyperbole to say that most of our basic freedoms and the freedom of future generations depend on how we respond to the threat of this globalist coup. These shadowy elites have been working quietly behind the scenes for decades, but in recent years we've exposed them to the light, and we are slowly but surely winning the fight. More and more people are waking up to their agenda. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue doing our part to expose their crimes. But we can't do it without you. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to support the channel and join...
All right, I'm done. All right. Well?
Wow.
Just think, though, that...
I thought that was a conspiracy theory. Like, honestly.
Well, these people think that they own you, and when you get Noah Harari that tells you basically that in a few years he's going to own you, and then the average fool on the street says, instead of getting prepared for it, oh, they can't do that, and then that's the end of it.
Right. I mean, I shared that video of the facility with the lab-grown babies.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, no, that company that made that video, they made it like for entertainment purposes only. And it was like, no, they were telling you the technology that they're capable of, that this is what they're specializing in. And they were hoping to move into this realm someday. But it's almost like the time between conspiracy theory and fact is shortening. It used to be years, decades. And now it's like months or even weeks. I just posted that video. And people were laughing about how, you know, there's no way this is realistic or this will ever happen, like another more fear-mongering on behalf of another conservative. And, well, I'm like, that's not how it was presented to me. That's not what the company CEO is saying. But now I see it was not, because the WF is right behind it. Unreal. I've never heard of that. That guy looks familiar, too, that was speaking with the beard. I've never heard of that channel, The People's Voice.
No, neither have I.
And he speaks so openly about Satan and demonic stuff. Like, it's weird for me because everything I listen to is so secular. To hear somebody talk like that is, well, it's refreshing and strange for my ears. I thought about buying that guy's books. He's written some really interesting, controversial stuff. The mouthpiece for Klaus Schwab, I forgot his name. They call him, what, the prophet?
Oh, Noah Harari.
Right, Noah. I was thinking about buying one or two of his books. I mean, just to be kind of informed and staying in the loop, because I like to know what my enemy has planned for me. But I couldn't bring myself to do it. I might have to look in the used bookstores or the library and, you know, steal it. Not literally steal it. I meant steal from the library.
Yeah.
Either way, you know they charge you either way.
All right, let's get your video up here.
Okay.
Why are you guys putting rocks over there? That's not cleaning up. You're putting rocks over there on purpose. Why are you putting them right there, though? Because you know people are going to be at Nathan Phillips Square. You should be putting rocks right there. That's on purpose. That's on purpose. You're putting rocks over there on purpose, right there. You shouldn't be putting rocks over there. If the city's going to come clean that up, it's not your job. It's not your job. I work for the city. So it's not your job to put rocks over there. You're doing that on purpose. Bullshit. Yo! Wow! Look at this. I can't believe this. Honestly, this is sad. You guys are Canadian. You guys are doing this. This is sad, man. This is really sad. On purpose, right there in the middle of the street, you're honestly putting rocks over there? Come on, miss. Have some heart.
Have some heart, miss. You're not cleaning it up. You're putting that on purpose. Let's be real. I'm not here harassing you guys. I'm being very respectful. But you're doing that on purpose. Let's be real. You're not even... Come on, man. Please. I'm begging you. The city's coming. What do you mean the city's coming? This is not your job. Let's be real, guys. Come on. This is not your job. This is not your job. You're putting rocks over there on purpose. Oh, my God. Hey. Like, I'm... Wow. 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 Wow.
Yeah.
This is a disgrace, man, and this is supposed to be Canada. This is a disgrace. It's a disgrace, officers. Come on, man. In plain sight, daylight, to make it seem like everything is okay. Look at that. They put rocks right there on purpose. On purpose. And they're saying the city's going to come clean it up. That's bullshit, man. Come on. There's nobody going to come clean that up. I live right here. Nobody's going to come clean that up. Nobody. Because it's not your job. It's not your job. You're not cleaning the city. That's on purpose. Because you know the crowd's going to come here. Come on, miss. Come on, sir. This is disrespectful. It's inhumane. Come on, man. I don't trust these police. I'm gonna step back. I don't trust these guys, man. They put rocks right here in Toronto, in Canada. Oh, I'm angry. Oh, but I'm gonna keep my cool. I'm gonna keep my cool. This is on purpose. Here, take a look. And she's gonna go on her phone right now and say the city's gonna come clean it up. What is this? What is this nonsense? What is this? On purpose. This does not make sense. How is the city supposed to come clean this up when they could pick it up from right there? Right there. You pick that up from that right behind the bench, right there. Wow. Wow. Yo. Wow. Oh, can I ask you something? Can I clean it up? I can clean it up, right? Is that okay? Can I clean it up? I'm going to put it in the garbage. That's what I'm going to put it. Can I clean it? And can I clean it and give it to them? Can I do that? That's okay? Oh, I could wait. I don't mind. I live right here. I don't mind. Oh, wait. Can I do that? Can I get these rocks off the street? Can I do that? I'm going to put them in the garbage. Is that okay? Yes, please. Yeah, can we do that? Thank you. This is not cool. But thank you for seeing
me. DSC Hunter on the air.
This ain't cool, man. If we could put that in...
That's why we're trying our...
No,
best.
I...
The truck coming,
yeah, but you can't put it there. Come on, sir. You can't do that. You know the crowd's going to pass here. You know that. You and I both know that. They're going to pass here. All right, let's put it in the garbage. Let's do that. Right in there. Let's do that. Thank you. Not happening here. No way. This is not going to happen in Canada. Not in Toronto, man. No way. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Shit up. They don't purposely make people throw shit up. Come on, man. Let's be real. How did I spot that? I don't know, but I spotted it. Pick all these rocks up. These are big rocks, too. Look how big these are.
How the hell did this end up over here? This doesn't make sense. What?
Yo. My ass. The city's gonna come. Can you guys help me?
Yeah.
Put these rocks in the garbage, please?
Yep.
Thank you.
sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very
much. Thank you
very
much.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, now we got some people cleaning. Now they're trying to play it off like, oh, how are we? Come on, let's be real. These cops. I hope they're for real. I hope they are.
Thank you.
There we go. Get rid of all these rocks. I don't know what these big ass rocks.
All right. I think
so
I've had enough. Sorry, after a while, that makes for boring radio.
Yeah. That was good, though, that he got them to throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
At least. It's just suspicious. It's sad that we live in a time where we can't trust the people we're supposed to trust.
Yeah, well, it's sad that the police or the government are paid to set people up and then blame others.
Damn straight, that too. And like I was like, man, this is Canada. I was like, what? Are you aware of what Canada's done? Look what they did to the truckers.
And these people must be proud of the fact that they're getting ready to set people up.
They could have seen a lot of... Yeah, they could have had a lot of destruction. You leave those rocks in, you had a bunch of, you know, do-nothing, useless people who were anarchists just take it upon themselves. So.
Yeah.
Smash windows. I mean, not that they wouldn't bring their own stuff, but that doesn't help. It just reminds me, too, of how when we had the George Floyd riots, there were pallets of bricks that were delivered to these building corners, and people recorded videos like, hey, we need to do better. Hey, why are there these bricks here? There's no construction going on. I mean, those were not bricks. They were nice, smooth, round stones, but they were hefty enough to do some damage.
Right. Hey, we got one more friend that wants to join us today.
All right.
Yo.
I wonder who this could be.
Who could this be?
The one and only.
The one and only.
That's it.
I'm not modest.
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to go to Johnstown, Pennsylvania for a motorcycle rally. I'm heading to PA now.
Oh, so you're not in a truck?
No, I'm off the next couple of days. Yeah, so I was like, I need off a couple of days. Goodbye.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, it's a good break. It's a good break. I haven't seen any of the Adam Schiff stuff. Anything with that proof or no?
I wish that there was something more fun. I mean, he's going to get yelled at tomorrow, I guess. But does it even matter at this point?
Yeah, not like I said. Him is the biggest penalty they could hand out to anyone involved with this Trump collusion nonsense. That is a fact.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to jail. You have Swalwell saying that Schiff is a decent man. I remember hearing that. I heard that on the net, that he was calling Schiff a decent man when that man was saying, I've seen the evidence. It's there. It's real. And it turned out there was nothing. They should have thrown him out. He was part of the conspiracy.
And then he was there talking to, like, to Durham, like everything that Durham reviewed and said is false. He's out there acting like, well, see, you proved that what I said was true. But Durham was caught off guard, and shame on him. I like that Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan called him out.
Called out who? Called out Schiff.
No.
Well, Durham.
They called out Durham for not being prepared for the Schiff show.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. Agreed.
Yeah,
just
he could have done better.
He spent 2 years doing this, and he had a couple months.
The Durham report's been out longer than that. Trump was in office before before he ran for re-election, even.
Right, he had Durham doing the investigation, but didn't he release the report a couple months ago?
I don't know how long ago
I think he released it a few months ago. You know, and like the Mueller report, there was nothing there. Nothing. We couldn't find nothing. And for Schiff to
they're trying to act like something was there. That's the funny part.
Yeah. For Schiff to say that there was something there when there wasn't, shame on him, man.
And he still is saying...
But he's a communist. Yeah.
He's trying to confuse Durham so he could say something was there.
Well, it's like Joseph Goebbels said, you repeat a lie enough, people will believe it to be the truth.
That's the goal.
That's
but yet they let him in these...
Not for nothing. Yeah, and not for nothing, but, the Democrats are so feeble-minded that, I mean, it takes just one time for them to hear it, and they believe it right away.
Yeah. Hey, it's against Trump. We'll believe whatever.
Anything.
It's just hard to believe that the Adam Schiff show, he could have said that Russiagate instead was like Saturngate, and every Thursday at 4 o'clock, Trump rides a spaceship to Saturn, and it takes him 2 hours each direction, and then he gets adrenochrome. And everybody would believe it because Adam Schiff said it.
Yep. Absolutely. 100% absolutely. It's just a shame. It really is a shame.
But it's liberal, though.
Yeah, we're heading. Oh, it's lovely. It's very lovely.
But I just want to know, V, have you actually walked across one of those free crack pipe vending machines yet?
No, not yet. But it's probably because I think they put them in Manhattan. And where I work in the Bronx, there's none. Yeah, I'm going to have to look around and see.
Please take a video of it. I'd like to see it.
Oh, absolutely. I've been wanting to find them and just kind of go up to one and say hello. You know, may I have a crack?
Oh, you don't want to get any free product?
Oh, no, I would definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, they're going to be they're soon going to have marijuana and vending machines. You watch.
Well, if they got crack pipes and free crack, why would they waste their time with something that's legal?
Well, yeah, but they could tax that, don't forget.
Yeah, but crack is free. Why would somebody want to spend money on pot if crack is free?
This is true.
I'm just waiting for them to start putting fentanyl in there.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, why not? It's liberal.
Yeah. It's loving. That's what it is. It is sick. You know, but you know, I feel bad for those guys that died down 4 miles in the ocean, underwater. I mean, that was a quick death, for sure.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. I don't want to say I don't care, but I'm kind of apathetic to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, proof. I mean, when I heard it was a carbon fiber a vessel, I was like, who the hell is going to go down there that deep in something like that? It's just an accident waiting to happen. I mean, even James Cameron said that thing should never have been out there.
Yeah, I wish I could say it's my thing, but I'm not against people trying to do stuff like that, but it just...
Absolutely. But the thing is, they call themselves explorers. I mean, what are you exploring? The Titanic has been explored enough already.
I get that.
Thank you.
It's pretty fascinating to see that for yourself, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Thank you. It is, you know, I mean, look, if I had the money to do it, I probably would have done it, but not the way they did it.
Well, some people think it's desecrating the grave of all these lost souls, and it's disrespectful.
Hey, come on. I don't agree with that. I mean, as long as they're not taking nothing from it, you know, what are you going to do? It's like the house that Bugsy Siegel was killed in. That house is like up for sale for like $8-9 million. I think even more than that. You know, and it's right in the showing that the real estate agent does. And this is the room where Bugsy Siegel was murdered. You know.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, it's soon in New York City, there's going to be pretty much no place where you're going to be able to step, you know, where someone probably was killed.
It's true. I mean, killed, drowned, maimed. We have all kinds of places that we go visit. So, like, if you're a thrill seeker or if you like macabre, dark things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty dark to go visit the Titanic. I'd say dark and dangerous, and not literally the way that it's like haunted.
I mean, I go when I travel. If there's like a celebrity like nearby that died, you know, their grave, I'll go visit. I'll go check it out. I mean, where my mom is buried, Dudley Moore is buried there in Jersey.
Right.
That's pretty cool to see. You know what I mean? I went to London one year. I went to, I went to go see where Keith Moon was buried. And actually, was cremated, and his ashes were scattered. But I actually got to hold the urn that Sigmund Freud was in.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. I was like, look at this. Sigmund Freud. Holy cow. Who would have thunk? But I did. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I do that. I mean, there are people that go out and do rubbings of graves, of gravestones. You know, that's something pretty cool. I mean, if you can do it without getting into trouble.
Sure.
You know, it's a touristy thing. I mean, when I was in Paris a couple of years ago with my daughter, you know, I should have gone to Jim Morrison's grave. I would have liked to have seen that.
Right.
I mean, he's an iconic person.
you know. So,
I mean, you have people that go to grave, that go to gravestones, and they do rubbings with, you know, the
yeah.
charcoal pencils. And
yep,
it's pretty absolutely. Dark and dismal. Yeah. It's not exactly the most cheerful thing to do.
No, but you know what? You know what? If it's someone that you idolize, you know, someone that was good, you know, why not? Why can't you do that? I think it's a good thing. You take a piece of that person's history home with you. I mean, I'm a big history person, so, you know, history. God damn, are they smoking pot in here? Oh, shit. I'm in a fucking quick check. And it sounds like somebody's smoking pot in here. Oh. But, yeah, you know, history teaches us a lot of things, especially, you know, my friend Ralph. He, you know, with what his parents went through, he always reminds me, man, people not learning from their history, Vito. They refuse to believe that what happened once can and will happen again. And it will. Absolutely will.
We got to be ready for anything, man.
Yeah. You know, the question is how ready are we? How ready are we, really? I mean, this administration wants to reduce some special forces where they have the A-10 Warthogs, those planes. They want to cut them in half. I mean, you know, here we are. We have China saying all this stuff, that they're going to do all this stuff soon, that we're expecting that they're going to do all this stuff soon. And they're preparing for it. And what are we doing? We're going backwards. Makes no sense.
Oh, you'll like this.
Whatsoever.
The U.S. Department of Defense, the Government Accountability Office, says that the military is not woke enough. They need further woke training.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Why not? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's how liberal it is.
And it's only going to get worse. I mean, I think they're playing right into China's hands on purpose. I really do. And I think they're all the illegals that are coming into this country. Oof, man, it's like they're smoking pot in here.
See, I'm going beyond that. And I played a video yesterday that don't be surprised if Saudi Arabia takes over China, because Saudi Arabia they're making money hand over fist. China, they have a lot of stuff out there, but they're not exactly getting rich right now. They just have a lot of political power, and they're fronting money, but they're broke.
Yeah, but China does have a their military is what's frightening proof. You know, that is what
I'm not denying that. I just think that Saudi Arabia, people are sleeping on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and time will tell, and I think it's going to be sooner than later, for sure.
Yeah.
I hope people have the stomach to do what needs to be done. I mean, now I go nowhere without a gun now on me. Nowhere.
Good.
I mean, even my company says my company says no weapons allowed in the truck. And I'm like, you know, I have a club that I use to check the tire pressure with, and
I bought a tomahawk hatchet that, honestly, I would rather hit them with that. I think I'd rather shoot them than hit them with the hatchet because I think the gun would be less brutal.
Hmm.
And yeah, when I sleep at night, I keep the gun right near my head in a little can. Right there waiting. At the ready.
Good.
You know, I mean, even when I walk into shippers' offices and receivers' offices, and they have the sign up with the gun with the circle, no guns allowed. I'm like, I laugh at that so much when I see that.
All right, so V, what do we have? Like 30 minutes left?
Yes, sir.
We have enough time to listen to Tucker Carlson if you want.
That'd be good. I haven't heard it.
All right. So we're going to listen to tonight's Tucker Carlson, Vito.
All right, yeah. I haven't heard him since he left.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. There's never been a candidate for president the media hated more than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You thought that title belonged to Donald Trump. Of course, it must. But go check the coverage. Trump got a gentle scalp massage by comparison when he announced. When Trump rolled out his presidential campaign in 2015, the New York Times waited until the 17th paragraph of the story to attack him. But as well known as he is, the paper said at the time, Trump is also widely disliked. And then they cited a poll to back it up. That was the attack on Trump. 8 years later, the Times attacked Bobby Kennedy in the very first sentence of the story. Quote, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the paper declared, announced a presidential campaign on Wednesday built on relitigating COVID-19 shutdowns and shaking Americans' faith in science. Shaking Americans' faith in science. Imagine if you're an ordinary New York Times subscriber reading that over coffee in your pre-war rent-controlled duplex on Columbus Avenue. You'd think Bobby Kennedy had just declared war on the Enlightenment. My fellow Americans, I have come to shake your faith in science. Join me as I drag our nation back to the medieval period. You'd be appalled. CBS News viewers likely were appalled in its coverage of Kennedy's announcement. CBS denounced the candidate's views as, quote, misleading and dangerous. The LA Times called him a threat to democracy. At the offices of National Public Radio in Washington, a full-blown Category 5 hysteria typhoon broke out. NPR devoted an entire segment to savaging Kennedy, not just as a candidate, but as a human being. NPR described him as someone who, for his own perverse reasons, has made, quote, debunked and false and misleading claims that undermine trust in vaccines, and who, in his spare time, provides moral support to crazed extremists who, quote, rally under the banner of what they call liberty or freedom. People magazine didn't even bother to report a single word of anything Kennedy said at his announcement, and instead wrote an entire story about how his relatives hate him. Kennedy's younger sister, Carrie, the magazine reported solemnly, does not approve of Bobby Jr.'s harmful views. His harmful views! Bobby Kennedy's thoughts alone are evil enough to hurt people. That's been the tone of the media coverage around Bobby Kennedy Jr. for the past 18 years, since July of 2005. That's the moment that Kennedy published a magazine article suggesting there might be a link between the rise in diagnosed autism cases and the ever-expanding schedule of mandatory childhood vaccines. The day that story was published, Kennedy's reporting was considered so solid that two outlets ran it simultaneously, Rolling Stone and Salon.com. Unfortunately, neither one of them understood what they were up against. The pharma lobby rolled out the most ferocious public relations campaign in memory, and both publications swiftly caved. Both pulled the story and then disavowed it, groveling as they did. No one in the national media bothered to explain why autism diagnoses had skyrocketed. If it wasn't the vaccines, and maybe it wasn't, then what was it? To this day, there has not been a convincing explanation. Instead, reporters just attack Bobby Kennedy. They've called him a lunatic and a Nazi. Instagram shut down his account. YouTube just last week pulled down a perfectly reasonable interview he did with Jordan Peterson, citing unspecified misinformation, and so on. Kennedy became the most censored famous person in the United States. At this point, most Americans have heard a lot more about Bobby Kennedy Jr. than they've heard from him. He doesn't get many offers to speak from big platforms. But last week, Joe Rogan gave him one. Here's some of what he said.
Why do 5 of my 7 kids have allergies? You know, it's and of course, we know why. Because aluminum adjuvants give you allergies. They're designed to make you, you know, to create a hyperimmune response to foreign particles. And the last category is, yeah, the allergic diseases, peanut allergies, food allergies, eczema, which I never knew anybody with eczema when I was a kid. I never, asthma, I knew people with asthma. But it wasn't 1 in every 4 black kids like it is today. So, you know, all of those things. Now, we went from 6% of Americans having chronic disease. By 1986, we're starting to have the vaccines, and we got and 11.8% of kids now, so it's doubled.
Why do 5 of my 7 children have allergies? Now, we don't know the answer, of course, but it's an interesting question. In fact, it's an important question that deserves an adult answer, not that you should hold your breath waiting to get one. Bobby Kennedy asks a lot of questions like that. He notices things. Kennedy pays attention to the world around him. And he wonders why it's changing. He's an outdoorsman, a falconer, and a fly fisherman. He's interested in how nature works. He's curious. Not so long ago, these qualities were considered essential to the practice of science. All scientific discovery comes from observation, empiricism, patient watching. Without the willingness to put aside your pre-assumptions and assess with honesty the things you see and touch and smell, the changes taking place right in front of your face, you can't do science. You can't create art either, or journalism, or theology. You have to be willing to notice the obvious. And when they tell you you're not allowed to notice the obvious, you should be concerned. Imagine you were on a commercial airline flight. The plane is just leveled out at 37,000 feet. You're closing your eyes for a nap. And suddenly you smell smoke. And it's not your imagination. You can see it. It's starting to fill the cabin. All around you, people are hacking and choking. The guy in the next seat has a napkin pressed against his mouth. And he's mumbling what sounds like Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So clearly, the airplane is on fire. But almost unbelievably, no one has said a word about it. Not a single person is acknowledging this is happening. Everyone is silent. So in panic, you yell for the flight attendant. There's smoke in the cabin, you say, as if she hasn't noticed. But she stares at you with hard eyes. Shut up, racist, she replies. That's a dangerous Russian conspiracy theory. Stop spreading misinformation or I'll call TSA and have you arrested when we land. That sounds like a fever dream, but it's also pretty close to the experience of living in the United States at the moment. All around you, things seem to be fraying and getting worse. Your gut tells you there's something very bad going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. But the people in charge won't acknowledge that. Everything's fine, they scream. Stop noticing. But wait. I don't remember this many kids having allergies or asthma or eczema or autism or, for that matter, body dysmorphia. And why so many suicides? What's going on here? Shut up! Stop asking questions! That's their answer. But Bobby Kennedy won't stop asking, and that's why they hate him. As Kennedy spoke on the Rogan show, a reporter for Vice.com called Anna Merlin was watching. Merlin was so enraged by what she saw that she dashed off an article attacking Joe Rogan's employer for allowing the conversation to take place. Spotify has stopped even sort of trying to stem Joe Rogan's vaccine misinformation, read the headline. The piece never even described much of what Bobby Kennedy had actually said. Merlin dismissed the entire interview as, quote, a detailed survey of Kennedy's most dangerously incorrect views, a far too extensive list to outline in full. In other words, we here at Vice don't have time to describe all of Bobby Kennedy's lies. But trust us, they were lies. Then Merlin called Spotify to see if she could get the episode censored. Much to her profound frustration, Spotify refused to censor the episode and kept the interview on its website. So she spent the next several days ranting about all of this on Twitter. People were listening to the wrong things, and Anna Merlin was mad about it. So was Peter Hotez. Hotez is a pediatrician from Texas who became moderately famous on MSNBC during the COVID lockdowns as a Biden shill and a vaccine promoter. Hotez read Anna Merlin's piece and then huffily retweeted it. Effectively, why is Bobby Kennedy allowed to talk in public? And that gave Joe Rogan an idea. Why not have Peter Hotez debate Bobby Kennedy on his show? You claim he's wrong. Why don't you explain why he's wrong? That seemed fair. But Hotez wouldn't bite. So Rogan offered to give $100,000 to Hotez's favorite charity if he agreed to come on. Soon others made their own pledges and the pot swelled to over $1 million. But still, Peter Hotez wouldn't come. Instead, he scampered back to MSNBC, where one of the channel's oilier hosts assured him he was doing the right thing by dodging the debate. Arguing with Bobby Kennedy is morally equivalent to debating a Holocaust denier, the host said. No decent person would do that. And of course, Hotez agreed. Quote, 200,000 Americans needlessly perished because they believed the anti-vaccine disinformation and refused to take a COVID shot. So really, talking to Bobby Kennedy would be a lot like abetting murder. And Peter Hotez, MD, PhD, was not going to do that. But wait a second, you ask yourself. Well, think about those numbers. 200,000 people died because of vaccine disinformation from Bobby Kennedy and people like him? How do we know that? Is that really science? No, it's not science because we don't know that. We can't know that. There is no way to know that. Peter Hotez's claim is a political attack posing as science, and he specializes in those. Here he is on television during the so-called pandemic.
It's all about mask compliance. That's going to be absolutely critical because if you don't have masks, remember, this virus aerosolizes. So even 6 feet is not enough. It can go 17, 18 feet, several meters. What we really have to do is have vaccine mandates in the schools. We should have a rule that anyone who walks into a school over the age of 12 has to be vaccinated. This is the nature of the anti-vaccine movement in this country. It's somehow married now to far right-wing extremism and white nationalist group.
Anyone who's unvaccinated and has been lucky enough to escape COVID, your luck is about to run out.
And I call it anti-science aggression coming from Senator Rand Paul, Senator Johnson, members of the House of Representatives, in addition to those two senators, are killers.
It's all about mask compliance. We must have vaccine mandates for children. Take the vax or you will die. Anyone who disagrees with me is a white nationalist and a killer and probably an agent of Putin. Did we say probably? Let's revise that. Certainly an agent of Putin. Again, here is Dr. Peter Hotez.
We're starting to see now those same anti-vaccine messages that's coming out of the U.S. And now we're finding it in Africa and Latin America. And remember, what the other reason we're seeing this is the Putin government has, and this has been reported by U.S. and British intelligence, has been piling on with this whole systematic program of what's being called weaponized health communications, trying to destabilize democracies with anti-vaccine, anti-science messages and targeting.
So according to British and U.S. intelligence, anyone who disagrees with Dr. Peter Hotez is a disloyal American working to destabilize our democracy on behalf of Vladimir Putin. Now, by comparison, never in his life has Bobby Kennedy Jr. said anything half that demented. But keep in mind, Peter Hotez claims to have a valid medical license. He is allowed to treat patients. After a while, even MSNBC viewers were going to have some questions about a guy who talks like that, and apparently some of them did. As the lockdowns wore on, the population started to notice that many of the core claims the TV doctors were making were untrue. You'd only need one shot. If you got the shot, you would never get sick. You would never pass the virus to others, and so on. They said these things, as you know, again and again. Ultimately, they were proven wrong, but they never admitted it. They just attacked the people who noticed. Here's Dr. Peter Hotez calling for the Biden administration to arrest anyone who questions the COVID vaccine.
The Biden administration has to realize that anti-science is a killer, disinformation.
Yeah.
It's not even just disinformation. This is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got to figure this out, and Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own.
It's not a medical problem. It's a law enforcement problem. They've doubted me. Arrest them. It's a horrifying outburst if you think about it. If you were on tape saying something like that, you would be deeply ashamed. But Peter Hotez is not ashamed. He's become even more grandiose. Hotez has written a self-congratulatory new book called The Deadly Rise of Anti-Science, a scientist's warning, as if you were a scientist. Here's how Hotez describes himself in the book's promotional literature. Quote, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, one renowned scientist in his famous bow tie, appearing daily on major news networks such as MSNBC, NPR, and BBC, and others, Dr. Peter J. Hotez often went without sleep, working around the clock to develop a nonprofit COVID-19 vaccine and to keep the public informed. During that time, he was one of the most trusted voices on the pandemic and was even nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for his selfless work. He also became one of the main targets of anti-science rhetoric that gained traction through conservative news media. End quote, though we could go on. So here you have a renowned scientist, selfless, trusted, going without sleep, self-denying, persecuted by extremists for daring to tell the truth, the Albert Schweitzer of cable news. That's Dr. Peter J. Hotez. The fact that a partisan buffoon like Peter Hotez can describe himself this way with a straight face and the backing of a publisher makes you despair for the country's future. But don't despair. There is hope. Hotez will never debate Bobby Kennedy Jr., but it doesn't matter. Kennedy has already won. He's more honest than Dr. Peter Hotez, and that's obvious to anyone who's paying attention. A New Economist poll shows that Kennedy is more popular and far less hated than either major party frontrunner. After almost 20 years of being silenced, Bobby Kennedy Jr. is being heard, and why wouldn't he be? Kennedy's theories about vaccines may be right, it may be partially right, they could be even utterly wrong. No one's proved it either way. But what we can say with certainty is that America's medical establishment has beclowned itself for all time. Its official positions on vaccines, psychiatric drugs, puberty blockers, reassignment surgeries, a long list of other politically fashionable priorities have no connection whatsoever to legitimate science. It's all effectively witchcraft. At the annual meeting of the American Medical Association in Chicago last week, for example, delegates issued a statement attacking the body mass index as a tool of, quote, racist exclusion, which has caused historical harm. Next year, they will denounce thermometers and stethoscopes. They're insane. Compared to them, Bobby Kennedy is a mainstream figure, and people understand that. That's why he's winning. And you know he's winning by how his critics are doing. So just 4 years ago, Anna Merlin was regarded as an important expert on conspiracy theories and misinformation. She'd written a book on the topic. Here she is talking about it.
I've always thought that in the case of conspiracy peddlers, it's not necessarily a super profitable enterprise to ask whether they really believe it or not, because I don't know what's in their hearts. I don't know what's in their minds. All I know is what they spend their time doing, which is promoting conspiracy theories. In the case of ordinary people, conspiracy consumers, and most Americans are, to some degree, consumers of conspiracy theories. All the studies that we have show that like 1 in 3 Americans believe in some conspiracy theory to some extent. For the people in the very sort of deep end of the conspiracy pool, people who are consuming a lot of conspiracy content, I think it's really important to look at the way it helps them make sense of the world and make sense of our political moment and make sense of a lot of times like what's happening in their own lives.
All the studies that we have show that like 1 in 3 Americans believe in some conspiracy theory. Huh? You'll notice the upspeak, the rising inflection at the end of the sentence. That's a familiar tick in Brooklyn. It's designed to turn a declarative sentence into a question and thereby belittle the listener. Do you follow me? Is this too complicated for you? So the lady in the nose ring wants you to know she's smart, but she's not. When Merlin recorded that interview, Vice, where she now works, was valued at more than $5 billion. Genius investors like James Murdoch were showering the company with money. Everyone wanted in on the future of media, which was uptalkers like Anna Merlin lecturing you about racism and misinformation. But that has changed. Last month, Vice filed for bankruptcy. Anna Merlin is still on Twitter screeching about how her critics are transphobic, but nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear from Anna Merlin anymore. The gatekeepers are transparently ridiculous. Everyone can see that. People have started to notice. Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. This morning it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. The rushing wall of water wiped out entire villages, destroyed a critical hydropower plant, and as of tonight, puts the largest nuclear reactor in Europe in danger of melting down. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic, it was an act of terrorism. The question is, who did it? Well, let's see. The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government, and it currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself. Oh, but that's where you're wrong, Mr. and Mrs. Cable News consumer. Vladimir Putin is exactly that sort of man, the sort of man who'd shoot himself to death in order to annoy you. We know this from the American media, which wasted no time this morning in accusing the Russians of sabotaging their own infrastructure. Bill Kristol, the man who once told us that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11, immediately denounced Putin as a war criminal and even more savagely compared him to Donald Trump. The rest of the pundit class made similar, clearly coordinated noises. Putin did it! Putin did it! And their reasoning was simple. Putin is evil, and evil people do evil things purely for the dark joy of being evil. In this specific case, Putin attacked himself, which is the most evil thing you can do, and therefore perfectly in character for a man that evil. That was their explanation. No one who's paid to cover these things seemed to entertain even the possibility it could have been the Ukrainians who did it. No chance of that. Ukraine, as you may have heard, is led by a man called Zelensky. And we can say for a dead certain fact that he was not involved. He couldn't have been. Zelensky is too decent for terrorism. Now, you see him on television, and it's true you might form a different impression. Sweaty and rat-like, a comedian turned oligarch, a persecutor of Christians, a friend of BlackRock. But don't believe your own eyes. Actually, Mr. Zelensky is a very good man. The best, really. As George W. Bush once noted, he is our generation's Winston Churchill. Of all the people in the world, our shifty, dead-eyed Ukrainian friend in the tracksuit is uniquely incapable of blowing up a dam. He's literally a living saint, a man in whom there is no sin. That's why Lindsey Graham is so attracted to him. They're just two good people, hanging out together and being good. And like all good people, when they meet in person, they spend a lot of time talking about killing people and laughing, like friends do. Here's the pair last week.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
The best money we've ever spent.
Thank you so much.
No,
the Russians are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent, Graham says. A smile spreads across his thin, quivering lips as he forms the words. He looks like a starving man contemplating a breakfast buffet. The aroma of death has aroused Lindsey Graham. Thanks so much, replies Zelensky. He feels the same way. See, there's nothing dark here. It's just two middle-aged guys celebrating the killing of a population. They don't seem like the kind of people who'd enjoy flooding villages or starting a famine. And in any case, who cares if they are? It's really not your business. Your job is to support Ukraine. Watch Nikki Haley, a Republican candidate for president, explain this principle on CNN.
A win for Ukraine is a win for all of us. And for them to sit there and say that this is a territorial dispute, that's just not the case. To say that we should stay neutral, it is in the best interest of America. It's in the best interest of our national security for Ukraine to win. We have to see this through. We have to finish it.
See? It's very easy to understand. It is vitally important for you to support Ukraine because it's necessary for Ukraine to be supported by you. Your support is mandatory until it's finished, whatever it is and whatever that means. So shut up and support Ukraine or else you're in trouble. Back when they still taught logic, statements like this were known as tautologies. something is true because it is. The more you repeat it, the truer it becomes. It's a self-reinforcing reality. There was a time when tautologies were considered illegitimate arguments, not to mention hilariously stupid. Only dumb people talk like that. Now everybody in power talks like that. Diversity is our strength. Trans women are women. Zelensky is Churchill. It's all self-evidently true. Doesn't need an explanation, and don't ask questions. Sound familiar? Of course it does. That's the pap they're serving us day after day in steaming, lumpy portions. By this point, it's possible that American citizens are the least informed people in the world. Your average yak herder in Tajikistan knows who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. It's obvious. Does he think some skinny dude in a dress is actually a girl? Come on. That idea would never occur to him. You've got to be lied to at full volume over a period of years in order to reach conclusions like that. And of course, we have been. The media lie. They do. But mostly they just ignore the stories that matter. What's happened to the hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars we've sent to Ukraine? No clue. Who organized those BLM riots 3 years ago? No one's gotten to the bottom of that. What exactly happened on 9/11? Well, it's still classified. How did Jeffrey Epstein make all that money? How did he die? How about JFK? And so endlessly on. Not only are the media not interested in any of this, they are actively hostile to anybody who is. In journalism, curiosity is the gravest crime. Yesterday, for example, a former Air Force officer who worked for years in military intelligence came forward as a whistleblower to reveal that the U.S. government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft, as well as the bodies of the pilots who flew those aircraft. The Pentagon has spent decades studying these otherworldly remains in order to build more technologically advanced weapon systems. Okay. That's what the former intel officer revealed, and it was clear he was telling the truth. In other words, UFOs are actually real, and apparently so is extraterrestrial life. Now we know. In a normal country, this news would qualify as a bombshell, the story of the millennium. But in our country, it doesn't. The whistleblower's account ran on a technology website called The Debrief, which you've probably never heard of. The Washington Post had that story, but decided not to run it. The New York Times, meanwhile, just pretended it never happened. On the front page of the New York Times website this morning, there were five stories about Ukraine, as well as four stories apiece about Donald Trump, trans people, and climate change, the usual lineup. There was nothing at all about how an alien species is flying hypersonic aircraft over our cities. Not one word. So if you're wondering why our country seems so dysfunctional, this is a big part of the reason. Nobody knows what's happening. A small group of people control access to all relevant information, and the rest of us don't know. We're allowed to yap all we want about racism, but go ahead and talk about something that really matters and see what happens. If you keep it up, they'll make you be quiet. Trust us. That's how they maintain control. When Western tourists first started traveling in large numbers to the Soviet Union in the early 1970s, they found that many Russians had a completely warped understanding of the United States. They thought that Americans lived in grinding poverty, in a state of perpetual race war, and were desperate to flee to the freedom and prosperity of the Eastern Bloc. They thought this because that's what they had been told. They had no way to know otherwise. The few Russians who understood what was really going on in the rest of the world had learned about it from listening to shortwave radio broadcasts, sometimes under the covers so the neighbors wouldn't hear. 50 years later, it is bewildering to consider the ironies here. We're the ones who live in ignorance now. The U.S. government has managed to classify more than a billion so-called public documents. So at this point, we can't possibly know what our leaders are doing. We're not allowed to know. By definition, that is not a democracy. Yet it's fine with the media. Secrecy is a powerful tool of control. Stop asking how we got so rich. Here's another story about racism. Go eat each other. That's the program. That's how most of us now live here in the United States, manipulated by lies, silenced by taboos. It is unhealthy and it's dehumanizing, and we're tired of it. As of today, we've come to Twitter, which we hope will be the shortwave radio under the blankets. We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out to be false, we'll leave. But in the meantime, we are grateful to be here. We'll be back with much more very soon.
All right. So that's enough there. So, see, you heard some Tucker Carlson there. And I think V is about to punch into work. Vito, you're here.
It's just incredible how this still pushing this vaccine is going to save you. It is a
yeah. Never mind, they've
thing.
All taken off the market, but they still want to push it.
You know, and the thing with RFK Jr., which I do like him. His own family is against him. Meanwhile,
right.
Look at what's been done to that Kennedy family. You know, with JFK, with RFK, it's crazy. Nobody is like, RFK Jr., he said he had the CIA kill my father. Be careful
and they
what
tell
I'm
him
saying,
he's a for that. Like he's never looked at how his father and his uncle died.
Exactly. I mean, I could only imagine what Caroline Kennedy must think of him. You know what I mean? It's just the craziest thing, man. I was listening to Bo Snerdly today on the radio. And he was saying that a Trump RFK Jr. ticket would drive people crazy. I don't think it'll ever happen. But, they fear and Trump. That would be a ticket that would really, really win a lot of people over, I think. But at the same time, you know, who knows what's going to happen? Look how they hate Trump. You know, and you know, in some ways, I have my concerns about him. You know what I mean? I mean, he did push the vaccine, and he's not pulling that. He's not walking that back either. You know, it takes decades. When he said, "Yeah, we'll have a vaccine in 6 months," and I called a buddy of mine. And I asked him, I said, Billy, how long does it take for a vaccine to get out to the general public for use? He goes, like, 15, 20 years. I thought Trump just said, just on the radio, 6 months. He goes, no way. I stopped telling him. And it was just shocking to hear. You know, but Trump then at the same time, he was, relying on information that other people gave him. People that he trusted, you know, because they were experts in their field. Fauci turned out to be the biggest piece of crap in human history, man.
Oh, I know.
I think he should. He's up there with Stalin, Mao, Hitler. I think that's where he belongs, and rightfully so for what he did.
I was debating whether or not he's in the top five as far as worst people in the world.
Well, I wouldn't put him the worst, but he's up there.
Because I don't know who gets the gold, silver, and bronze, but Bill Gates, George Soros, and Klaus Schwab are 1, 2, and 3, and then I think Noah Harari would be 4. Maybe Dr. Fraud is 5, or maybe Xi Jinping is 5.
Well, Xi Jinping hasn't done anything yet. But he will. He will be flexing his muscles soon. But what's shocking also, proof is that Yoel Harari...
It's over.
Say again?
As soon as he knows that we're not going to do anything, that we're too weak, then we'll lose.
Absolutely. 100%, proof. 100%. 100%. And, you know, all this stuff, there was a South African, or maybe a West African or whatever, politician in some country in Western Africa. He said, you know, China's here to help us, and meanwhile, grow food, you know, help us build up our military. Meanwhile, the U.S., they're fighting over what a woman is or what a man is.
Yeah, the Department of Defense said the military has to get even more woke training. They're not close to woke enough.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable what's going on. You know, but the tentacles of the New World Order, it goes, it's long, it's many, and it goes really far, man, and deep.
Yeah. But it's liberal, though.
It's lovely. It is lovely. You know, you have that guy Yoel Harari, who I don't know. He's calling basically for the genocide of humans.
Yes.
It's just crazy. It's just, how could a Jewish man be out there calling for the genocide of people when his own culture was almost wiped out off the face of the earth?
Well, because he thinks that he's going to run things.
They all think they're going to survive.
Yeah.
They all think they're going to survive. All these illegals that they're bringing into the U.S. here, they're bringing them in here for one reason and one reason only, to make them voters. That's it.
Yeah, if all the people coming in, they said they were voting for Trump, they'd lock this border down tighter than you wouldn't believe.
Absolutely, they would probably shoot them as they even put one toe in the water.
Yeah,
you could guarantee that. You know, but they know that you know, Central and South Americans, you know, they're big on socialism. They're easy to fool. Venezuelans, easy to fool. Look at what Chavez did to that country. Look at what Maduro's doing to that country.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, hearing people even say that, you know, you don't get the vaccine, you're a white supremacist. What does that have to do with not getting the vaccine?
Hey, if you don't think George Soros is a nice person, it means that you're racist against Jews.
Yeah. I mean, even with RFK, I mean, you know, Japan has, compared to the U.S., I mean, it's smaller, but I think for whatever percentage of for 100,000 people, China has a much lower autism rate, and I think that's only because their schedule, I think they give vaccines out to the children when they're 5 or 6 years old. I think when their brains are wired properly.
Yeah, so Vito, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I have to make a call before it gets too late.
You got it.
So I'll be back Monday. Thanks for being here.
Man. You got it, man. Thanks again, Bruce.
All right, everybody. I'm going to get out of here. Everybody, I'll be back Monday. Please support the other shows over the weekend. It's not just the Proof Negative show, but until Monday, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Boots.